It just might be an act of digital warfare. The United Kingdom now declaring they will put their thumb on the scale and tell the algorithms who will be watched on YouTube. That's right. That will have a direct impact on which American channels get lifted or lowered. And that's why, folks, we're here to tell you the UK has gone too far. Sorry, London. But now Washington, D.C. and the Trump administration likely to act. Yes, they're acting worse in some ways than some of the most authoritarian dictatorships on the planet. The United Kingdom now in charge of more thought crimes and arrests for such things than anywhere else on this great, big, beautiful world. Today we'll tell you why they've stepped too far, and now the United States may have to get involved. Click the like button. Explanation on the way. Folks, what if we told you that the United Kingdom, England, jolly old, is not jolly anymore and is trying to take control of YouTube? And I would say this is an act of digital war. No, seriously, Basil the Great. Basil? Well, we're talking about the UK. It's going to be Basil today. Basil says, breaking, UK government to take control of YouTube algorithm. This is pure authoritarianism. Keir Starmer's Andy Burnham's government is set to control the YouTube algorithm by law, stipulating that they must push approved content to UK citizens. And I'll tell you in just a minute, this is not just the UK. This is a digital act of war, and the United States, the Trump administration, needs to stop this. They need to squelch this with ferocity. It says, an independent voices who criticize the government will be pushed to the back of the queue, making it harder for people to find. YouTube has acknowledged this is happening. This must be stopped. It says, from YouTube, the UK government is running a public consultation called Watch This Space, a new strategic direction for UK media. The proposals include mandatory changes to how content is discovered on YouTube. This could direct audiences away from your channel. As a UK creator, this directly impacts your future. Digital content discovery works best when driven by user choice, not legal requirements. This is a vital window for you to share your perspective before the consultation closes at the end of August. Now, you all, if you've been watching this channel, you know that the UK has, in addition to this, proposed, and they're going to go through with it, to partially ban YouTube to make sure that kids under, I believe it's under 16 years old, maybe 16-year-olds too, though, but definitely under 16, can't use YouTube. They can go on Blue Sky, but they can't use YouTube. Times of India says YouTube alerts UK creators over government's proposed algorithm. Nigel Farage calls it state censorship. If we go down to what Nigel says, he says, look at this appalling state censorship. Labor now wants to seize control of YouTube's algorithm. They want YouTube to artificially boost the BBC and Channel 4's content and suffocate independent journalists and producers. Why? Because it's not enough to censor so that kids can't see this and they're driven to Blue Sky. The UK government also wants to put their thumb on what it is that you're allowed to see. No more Jordan Peterson for you. No, you get away from that Ben Shapiro. Oh, you want to see one of the... No, you get away. Nigel? Nigel too? Tommy? No, you're not allowed to see that. And you're not allowed to see Europeans enjoying Bucky's gas stations across America either. Get back in line and listen to only the things we say. It's turning into North Korea across the pond. Now, here's the reason that I call this digital war, and I'm looking forward to all of your thoughts on this. If the pro channel suddenly cannot be viewed in the UK per the government of the UK, this is an American channel. We're stationed out of somewhere sunny USA. And that would damage us versus any American channel that does whatever it is the UK says is okay, because there's 60 million viewers who speak English in the UK ready to go, ready to watch pro. But if the UK government strikes that away or strikes any of these other channels away and says not allowed, that is damaging U.S. content creators, American content creators, along with everybody else. And if the UK starts this, you can be guaranteed that other countries are going to join in with this. Andy, I think this is a horrible thing. It is state censorship, and the U.S. government needs to get involved and say, screw you, you start this crap, and we'll finish it.
I think you're going to see an uprising even more so than you're getting now, because you've already got people used to speaking their mind. You've got them communicating. When you try to take something away, it never goes well. And I think that you're going to have a big backlash to this, and especially with, there's a lot of money to be made from YouTube and social media for that matter. So you're taking on a lot of people with a whole lot of money, and you're trying to shut them down because you want to control your populace. I don't think that's going to go over very well.
Lorne, not only is this picking content creators, winners and losers in America, but also when they start saying, well, kids can't use YouTube, you know, doesn't matter what their age is, and they're not allowed to use these other things. They can't use X, but they can use Blue Sky. That's also picking and choosing on a scale that is vast. I mean, way bigger than if California did this. This is picking and choosing winners when it comes to platforms. The UK has gone too far, my friend.
Yeah, and I would suggest that YouTube take a page out of Elon's book and suggest that very well, we'll just remove YouTube entirely from the UK and see how the government responds to that. They'd have to take a short-term hit for that, but I'm relatively sure that they might come forward with more reasonable terms in the future.
I would love it if they said that, and I'd love it if the American government said, yep, you know, this is one of those things that's for, you know, this is for the greater good of America. We'll subsidize that loss from the UK for a little while. Because this needs to go away. This is a cancer. If other countries start picking winners and losers for American content creators based on the other country's political beliefs or religious beliefs or ideological beliefs, this is...
We've discussed this before, that this is the danger of the Ofcom policies, is what they're really trying to do with this is export their laws extranationally by requiring corporations that are not under their jurisdiction to apply technical fixes that are extremely difficult because they have to be done on a geographic basis. And that's really hard to do. It's really expensive to do. And so companies by default take the least effort option and apply those types of things globally. That's their intent. That's why the U.S. government needs to push back against it.
And part of what the goal here is, Tabitha, is because Disney Plus and Netflix, they still get to be available to kids. They'll do whatever it takes now. Please don't hurt us, British government. Please, we still want to. And so they'll go ahead and start kowtowing right now. But Tabitha, I think this just occurred to me. I wish YouTube would say, screw you. You're not going to get in the algorithms. Mm-hmm. We don't care. We're actually not going away. You make us go away. Kick us off of your shores. We don't care. Fine us. We're not going to pay it. Go ahead. Have at it. You know, I guarantee, I mean, YouTube is owned by Alphabet, the whole Google company, right? That's probably a bigger economy by itself than the UK. Go for it.
I mean, it would be very American for YouTube to be like, we don't need you. Bye, Felicia. And make them come groveling to us. I wish that we would do more of that, just because respect, you know, you gotta earn it, and you can't earn it by, like you said, kowtowing down just because. And that's where the money, you know, all of this, the money is, the love of the money is the root of all evil, and they would rather sacrifice joy, but they'd rather sacrifice freedom than they would their almighty dollar. There's an old Arabic proverb that says, birds born in cages think those that can fly are crazy. And I think there's also that bigger picture of when you are robbing people of the opportunity of freedom. And it does come down to freedom. Any little chance that you can get, and we see that here in the States too, any chance that you can get and limit people's freedom, especially the children too, when you are only allowing them to see a certain set of rules or ideas from, whether it's entertainment, whether it's the social media, whether it's the news, the kids are going to grow up thinking people who are, you know, have freedom are crazy and they're evil and they're wrong. And all of this, it's not good. And hopefully there will be significant pushback to this, because it cannot end well.
The UK has become the leader in jailing people for thought crimes of all the world.
Exactly.
Of so, all the world.
There is a quote from V for Vendetta, which is a book that I think everyone in England should be reading right now because they're living it. It says, while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. That
okay, you didn't have to one-up me, Marv, with a longer quote. Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, mine was from Alan Moore, though, so... but now it was that is 100% what they're living through right now. They're living through V for Vendetta, and you know, and YouTube is the worst nightmare of an oppressive system of government like this, because YouTube allows anyone the ability to hop online and offer their words and say what they want to say and speak their truth, and that is the greatest danger to a system like what the British government has become. I personally think that any kind of they'll probably be out of power by the time they could get any kind of law like this, because it will get stonewalled to hell.
Let me ask the panel. Anybody can weigh in on this. I find it fascinating. You know, the king, the queen, the monarchy of England, largely symbolic. Now, I know there are a few things that are not, but largely symbolic. And I just find it fascinating that even though it is symbolic, it's amazing that following the passing of Queen Elizabeth, this country went batcuss crazy. Like, it went full-blown, you know, I mean, it's worse than China. You know, it's like Kim Jong Starmer over there. This is, what do you all think about the idea that the queen passed? And, you know, I don't know, maybe she was the glue holding this thing together, but my gosh, has England fallen.
Well,
hasn't Charles lived through
most of modern history and not learn a thing or two on how people work, and especially in a family like that, where backstabbing is around every corner because it's out for me, myself, and I. And I would like to say, not to sound like a feminist, but if you have a practical brain in your, you know, in your head, you can look at things from the female perspective, where if certain elements, if you don't keep a rule tight on it, you will allow endangerment to the females of your country. And so I think that there's a different perspective when you had somebody like that as well. It's like, well, we can't allow this and this because then this, this, and this will transpire. And that's not to say that men can't think about it, but it might not be something that's at the forefront of their mind.
Let me ask you about that. So let's modify that just a little bit, okay? And let's come at it from this angle. When governments or societies stop protecting the most vulnerable among them, is that the precedent to all types of chaos and lies? Yes.
Because it's essentially men letting, like, just call it what it is, it's the men letting the women and the children down, the men not taking up the mantle of protector. And once that stops, women will try. That's usually what happens, is the chaos. If the men fail to protect, the women feel that they have to protect, and it's not the woman's calling. She'll protect different things in different areas. They always say, what is it that the woman protects the heart, the man protects the head? How does that work? Something like this. But everybody's got their place in life. And if men fail to protect the women and the children, the women have to rise up to protect. And then it's all out of chaos and out of order, because naturally men to many degrees are going to overpower females. And so I'm thinking a lady like Queen Elizabeth is like, I don't have time to play games. I got to be a Margaret Thatcher in this case. I got to rule with an iron fist, if you will. And that is not for the most ladylike tendencies. I think she did a pretty good job trying to balance both. But yeah, that's normal for a woman to look at certain things in a different perspective. And I think that a lot of that went downhill and didn't translate to the next in line.
I just wonder, you know, if she was a moral compass that
Charles isn't.
Go ahead, Marv.
Charles is historically very progressive. Charles, you know, obviously he can't declare for the Labour Party, because you can't as a monarch. They have to remain impartial. But he has always been kind of an activist for environmental and social causes that more align with one side than the other. So I think that he has almost emboldened them in a way.
Yeah, weak men produce hard times, right? And I think the U.S. would be correct in this. Maybe not the greatest soccer players in the world out of the USA, but when it comes to protecting free speech and protecting the world, better, I would say. And this is a great time to do it. YouTube, do not bend the knee to a UK that has severely lost its way. You know, one of the greatest things we get to do each and every day is speak out and reach out to folks who don't know how entertainment works. And frankly, we think entertainment matters so, so much. It's why we do what we do. And you can help us send this out to even more folks. Click that like button, share, subscribe, and drop a comment down below. And wouldn't you know it, folks, we're even on Patreon. It's www.patreon.com/WDWPro. We've got to go, but until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.